This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cavs began training camp this week with a new head coach and some new faces. Terry, this Cavs season is much more low-key than in recent past, and that's because they're essentially starting from scratch.
This is year two without LeBron.
Right.
And this is actually the first year where they're, you know, starting to build, all right, what's life going to be like without LeBron? And, you know, LeBron, you should surround him with a lot of good shooters, veteran guys that know how to play, and maybe be another guard that could take some of the ball handling things off him, and a veteran coach. That's what you do. So when LeBron leaves, though, you're sort of stuck with older players who really don't fit on a rebuild. So that's what happened right now, is that the Cavs this year would be really the start of, all right, what are we going to be the next couple of years? All right, so they went on a coaching search, came up with
John Beilein of Michigan.
Right, a college coach, ages 66, to Harriman, never coached a day in the NBA. This guy's a teacher, a basketball fundamentalist, and you're going to surround him with younger players. But you also have to a couple of key veterans.
Kevin Love and Larry Nance Jr.
Exactly. They both signed contract extensions after LeBron left. You know, the Cavs are doing all kinds of things with analytics, and they have all these special sports science. It's almost like they're having a laboratory on how to build teams a little differently. Because if you don't have Steph Curry or don't have LeBron James, you don't have Kawhi Leonard, you don't have the superstar, you're trying to find every single edge you can to at least have a respectable team, if not this year, next year.
But what about this approach? Do you think it will work?
I'm curious to see if it'll work. I mean, at first when they hired John Beilein, I'm like, oh my goodness, it took running a guy who's 66 years old, never coached a day in his life in the NBA. But I knew some of the other guys that they had interviewed, and they were, you know, number two assistants. They were guys that had not been head coaches. I'm actually thinking John Beilein has probably drawn up more plays in the last year at Michigan than these guys drew up in their life. Mm-hmm. So maybe it'll work if the roster is younger. They drafted Darius Garland in the first round. He's being paired in the backcourt with Colin Sexton, their first-round pick from last year. How about this? I mean, one's 19 and one's 20. They have some veterans that actually they probably will trade during the season for more draft picks, and they're rebuilding the team. Meanwhile, I mean, I'm not sure how many people are riveted to this.
Yeah.
Not a lot, because they're in the shadow of the Browns and the Indians. But I was talking to one executive with the Cavaliers, and he said, well, you know, that's not so bad, because this – it was rough last year, and it could be kind of rough again this year. Mm-hmm. But we don't need a ton of media attention on us right now, what we're doing. You know, we just want to kind of get it going. In other words, they want people to come. They want to be covered and all that. But, you know, the intense LeBron-like spotlight and national scrutiny, you don't need that when you're going to lose a bunch of games with a 66-year-old college coach and then a bunch of kids and a few veterans. This is not a mix that's going to immediately contend for a playoff spot. But it is sometimes what you have to do in basketball is to build. I mean, the Cavaliers did it many years ago, 30-some years ago, when in 1986, yeah, they had four rookies, Hot Rod Williams, Larry Nance, Brad Daugherty, and Mark Price.
Okay.
Now, none of us knew that they were going to be as good as they were. They didn't win a title, but they won a ton of games for Lenny Wilkins. But it was the start of something. But the first year or two, it was rocky.
But you hear of all these NBA teams with a whole bunch of superstars.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs don't really have that. Maybe Kevin Love.
Kevin Love's a star.
So why not just go get a bunch of superstars?
Well, first of all, if you try to get them in free agency, they don't come here. They don't want to play here. So that's reason number one. Number two, do you kind of bring in some guy who's 34 years old and he had, in other words, a lot of name value but not a lot of game left?
Yeah.
Or do you try to find kind of your own players, your own type of team? That's what you do.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.